From the studios of WCNY-FM in Syracuse, New York, this is Fresh Ink, brought to you by the Society for New Music. Neva Pilgrim here, your host and producer with today's program of Mood Swings. As usual, we have a pretty good mix of styles of new music for you, all fitting our theme, of course. We just heard our first examples of that, Andy Brick's Fanfare and Dragon's Lair, and we'll hear another short selection of his later in the program. We rarely have the opportunity to open the program with a fanfare, so I just had to take advantage of this one. This CD was sent to Fresh Ink by the composer, so it's not commercially available, but we know that Andy Brick is a prolific composer, conductor, and symphonist of music for film, TV, concerts, and interactive video games. As the protege of the senior composer at Walt Disney Pictures, he's helped write scores for Little Mermaid 2, Lady and the Tramp 2, Uphill All the Way, etc. I won't mention the game projects he's composed music for because I doubt listeners of Fresh Ink are into that kind of thing, but I could be wrong. Andy Brick studied at the University of Michigan with Bill Balcom and at Manus College in New York City. In August of 2003, Brick conducted the world's first symphonic concert featuring music from Western and Japanese video games held at the Gewandhaus in Leipzig, Germany to a sold-out audience of over 2,000. Brick scored the fanfare we just heard for this historic concert, performed by the Czech National Symphony. His Dragon's Lair is from The Far Reaches. Also on our Mood Swings program is a piano trio by Paul Moravetz by that same title. In case you've just tuned in, you're hearing this on Classic FM, your classic choice. That's WCNY-FM in Syracuse, Utica, and Watertown, New York, or live on the web at WCNY.org. If you have comments about this program or items for the new music calendar, please send them to Fresh Ink, WCNY-FM, P.O. Box 2400, 506 Old Liverpool Road, Syracuse, New York, 13220-2400, or email them to WCNY.org. There seems to be a lull in new music in the region right now, but in January it's quite a different story. So please send us your comments that include real new music, and I promise we'll get it on the new music calendar for the week, perhaps even for 2 weeks running. Let's continue our program of Mood Swings with Andy Brick's Geigerin Song, commissioned by the Moravian Philharmonic and premiered in March of 2005. This is music hot off the press. Geigerin's song by Andy Brick, performed by an unnamed orchestra, although I assume it's the Moravian Philharmonic who commissioned the work and that what we heard was the world premiere recording of this. This was one of the cuts on the CD sent to Fresh Ink on behalf of the composer. As I mentioned earlier in the program when we heard a couple other short works by Mr. Brick, he's written lots for Disney films, scores for electronic games, and conducted the world's first symphonic concert featuring music from Western and Japanese video games at none other than the Gewandhaus in Leipzig before a sold-out audience of over 2,000. Mr. Brick has written extensively about recording live orchestras for game soundtracks in Game Developer magazine and other industry publications. Who would have thought 20 years ago that there would be work for composers and orchestras recording music for video games? To give you some idea of the range of Mr. Brick's activities, in the past 2 to 3 years he's been featured in the New York Times, in Billboard, in Symphony Magazine, on NPR Studio 360, and on the American Music Center's New Music Box. Our last work in today's Mood Swings is Forrest Covington's Anagogue. The title means elevation of the mind toward spiritual matters, a noble or exalted state of mind. I thought this would be a good way to end this program of Mood Swings that began in the Dragon's Lair in a prelude to a tragedy. Thanks for listening to Fresh Ink and today's program of Mood Swings, which took us from a Dragon's Lair and prelude to a tragedy to Mood Swings, and ending on a positive note with Anagogue, or Elevation of the Mind Towards Spiritual Matters. Neva Pilgrim here, hopefully leaving you in that noble or exalted state of mind. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday for Strains and Restraints, music to get us into a holiday mood after all these mood swings. Thanks to Pete, Don, and the rest of the staff here at WCNY for their genial assistance. Good people all.